Delilah.
Hi there. Welcome back to Love Someone with Delilah. Did it feel to you like it did to me that we lived through parts of 2020 almost in black and white? Life just seemed that way, especially early last year, dull, devoid of color, pizzazz. Remember how the movie The Wizard of Oz started out in black and white and then changed to living Technicolor when Dorothy got to Oz? Well, lately, with June busting out all over, I'm starting to feel like color, like vibrant color, like life is returning to the world. And it is an absolutely glorious sensation. Have I stepped into the land of Oz? Probably not. Yet every bloom in my garden seems to be more saturated, more vibrant, more alive, just more than it's ever been before. Feels like we're coming out of the gray and into the light of life. And I am simply tickled pink about that. You know what else I'm tickled over? Today's guest on Love Someone. Since her debut in 2000, she's released 8 studio albums. She's had 15 singles in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100, and she has sold out arenas all over the world. She got 3 Grammy Awards on a bookshelf sitting at home, along with a Daytime Emmy, 7 MTV Video Music Awards, and was named Billboard's Woman of the Year in 2013. Most recently, she received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, as well as the Brit's Outstanding Contribution to Music Award, the first international artist to receive this honor. She is talented. She is gorgeous. She is bold. She is unapologetic and a hot, hot, hot ticket these days. And we are lucky enough to get to share a little bit of time with her. We will be right back with Pink, ladies and gentlemen, after I give a minute of time to one of my fabulous podcast sponsors, without whom we wouldn't even get to have these incredible conversations with one another. You've heard me say that it's when the sky is nightest that the stars are brightest. But for many people around the world, it can be hard to see the light amidst the darkness. Mercy Ships is an organization that gives people renewed hope. Mercy Ships turn ships into floating hospitals and then sends them to the poorest countries in the world to provide free surgeries that save lives and change lives. They are transforming communities by training local doctors who continue the good work long after these ships leave port. This hope goes beyond patients and their families. It also inspires surgeons, nurses, the entire team involved. It's all sustained by the generosity of volunteers and donors. And what's most amazing is that anyone can get involved. I encourage you to visit mercyships.org/love to learn how you can be a part of this great work. Hi, Pink. Welcome to the Delilah Show.
Hey there, Delilah. How many times is someone saying that at you?
You know, for years it was, why, Delilah. And then, thank God, the plain white tees fixed that. So now at least I get something a little, you know, less murderous than Tom Jones. Welcome aboard. You've got so many projects in the works, so many things that I want to talk about, your songs that we're playing and the movie. But first, I want to hear about your kids, your mama's heart. I want to hear about your farm, your land. I want to hear about those things before we delve into the, you know, the radio stuff.
Well, my kids are good. They're sitting in the back seat as we speak.
Willow and Jameson, how old are they now?
Willow likes to say that she's 10, even though she's 9.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Come on, Mom.
Don't rush, sweetheart. Don't rush. Growing up is a trap. So, yeah, and Jameson's 4.
Congratulations. I know that everything I've read, everything I've seen, everything I've heard you talking about, I saw you, on a morning show the other day? I saw you on Ellen. And everything just rings so loudly with so much love from your mama's heart, and that's where I live full time, and I know you live there too. So
that's it right there. That's the thing that matters. My baby. So yeah, I mean, I do feel like my life is full of love right now.
Would you have thought, Pink, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, where you were at in life, that having kids, being a mama bear, would change you in the miraculous, beautiful ways that it has?
No, you can't know, right? I mean, I have a lot of friends that have decided not to have children, and I think that's, you know, a brave choice in a different way. But you can't know the feeling until it happens, and you can't know how you're going to feel about it either, you know? So I feel like I hit the lottery with these kids. I feel like it's just this, it's changed the way I look at the world. Like, I get to just play all the time and be silly and love so deeply and share all the stuff, you know?
I remember when I gave birth to my firstborn, who's close in age to you now, I remember holding him and looking at him and going, I didn't know how much I was loved until I had him, and went, whoa, if God, if the universe believes that I am capable of raising the most perfect child I'd ever met in my life. And I knew that in the instant he was born, I knew that our souls were meant to be together. I was like, oh my gosh, everything just changed. Everything changed forever.
You sound like a really, really soulful mama.
Like you, I am a really, really, really blessed mama. And I, right now at my house upstairs, I have a studio in my house. I came downstairs. I have three of my grandkids and four of my kid kids who are still young, still at home, all playing in a teeny tiny little plastic kiddie pool in the backyard.
And you're missing it for me.
Well, I was up there for over an hour, and I was so excited to come to talk to you and meet you and just tell you that you have inspired, Pink, so many people, but especially young women, with your tenacity and your forcefulness and your unapologetic strength.
I actually really apologize a lot. I'm a true believer in the power of apology. Only when it's warranted.
No, I'm saying back in the past, back in the day, women who were strong, emotionally strong, physically strong, determined, were called the biatch word. And it felt like we because I started this journey in the early 70s, we had to navigate waters where we constantly were apologizing for simply having a dream. And when you burst on the scene, it was like, you're like magic. You're like Peter Pan in a beautiful, strong woman's body, you know? Like, you're magical.
No, I mean, I know that to be true. I mean, my mom and my stepmom were both nurses, and I have asked them many times, was this your dream? And they said, well, there weren't a lot of choices for women, but they both are nurses at heart. But it's interesting. It's like, yeah, I came out with sharp, sharp claws and ideas, and I've just was born that way, and I was raised by a really strong dad who believed in change and that change was possible, and I don't know, I couldn't be any other way. I love seeing people just live truly who they are, live their truth.
And that's your new project, your new songs and the lyrics. That's the core. If you were to put it in a pot and boil it down to the essence of the truth, that's what you just said, to live your truth, to live your life authentically, is what your music is about. It's what your movie is about. It's what your life is about. And I appreciate the fact that you don't just live that way. You encourage so many other people, Pink, to live that way.
I do. I mean, I know how I know the price that it comes with. It's really scary, and it's vulnerable, and you know, not everybody has supportive parents or a life that's sort of painted in that way where they can just live their truth, right? It's not as easy as it sounds, but my God, is it worth it? It's so worth it. Don't tell lies, because then you have to remember them. And I have a terrible memory. So.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way. I used to, you know, would spin a tale to make an excuse for something I had done. And then, you know, 2 minutes later, you forget the tale you just wove. And it's like, dang, dang, this is what they meant when they said, just be honest. It's easier to remember. You always remember the truth.
My favorite T-shirt is, it says, I'm sorry I was late. I didn't want to come.
I should get that one for my daughter, Shayla. I just got her one that says, underestimate me. That'll be fun. And she's like, Mom, I'm not in your face like you are. I can't wear this in public.
That would be me as well.
So what's your favorite thing about living on acreage? How spread out are you?
Nature. I love nature. I've always, always loved nature and animals. And we have chickens and horses and a dog and a lizard, and lots of baby birds being born soon.
Have you gotten addicted to the bird app that identifies all the birds that you can take pictures of?
No, but you know what I really want to learn? See, this is how different I am now than I was 20 years ago. I want to learn what every kind of tree is on my property.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce you to two fun little tools that, you know, my kids are always like TikToking it and blah, blah, blahing it. But I have two apps that are my go-to apps. One is called Picture This. Picture This identifies all the trees on my property. And the other one is the Audubon Society. It's called Merlin Bird ID. And I'm a geek. I'm taking pictures of every bird and every tree on my property and then identifying them. And I love having that knowledge. I don't know why. I'm a geek.
I love it. I mean, I think it's just what happens as you get older. You start to appreciate what's around you more. And also with global warming and climate change and all the things, it's like you look around and you're like, man, this stuff is delicate. We're playing with really delicate things. But I also grow grapes. I have an organic vineyard, so I'm very much into the moon and the phases of the moon and the biodynamic farming and all the things. So I will be downloading those apps for sure.
You'll become addicted. I'm up to 4 feeders now. I started identifying birds, and then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. If I actually put feeders close, then I can get better pictures. And then you discover that different birds like different kinds of seeds and blah, 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 and blee, blah, blee. And I don't want to discourage the wild turkeys, so you got to feed them on the ground. And I'm pathetic.
No, that's not pathetic. That's rad. My kids are a hummingbird feeder.
Hummingbird feeders they're so fun to see them and watch them and hear them. And if you ever get to see a hummingbird nest, it'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. They're like...
Hummingbird is my spirit animal because they're very, very aggressive with their love.
They're very aggressive and they can withstand anything. Do you know I think it's called the Anna's hummingbird, migrates like over 2,000 miles?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, dude, you don't even weigh as much as a thimble and you make it thousands of miles.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Very amazing.
I am the new proud owner of the Picture This app. Thank you.
There you go. Speaking of growing things, Pink, you've planted quite the garden of projects lately, and it seems like it's harvest time for your career right now. I want you to tell us everything right after I give one of my sponsors a shout out for nurturing this podcast along. The Home Depot is one of our podcast sponsors today. The red, white, and blue event at the Home Depot is underway. Get more out of summer with more from the Home Depot, along with 4th of July savings. Whether you're ready to paint a wall, upgrade an appliance, fire up a new grill, or spread color throughout your garden. The Home Depot can help you match low prices with your high expectations for your next project. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. So tell me about, I got to watch half of the movie. That looked like it was a fun project. Your documentary, that was 2019, right?
Yes.
Your beautiful trauma world tour. Gosh, I miss tours. I miss live performances. I miss concerts. But the part I got to watch, the first part of it, I loved that it was showing how you balance life as a performer, a wife, a mama, a boss, an amazing performer, but woven in every bit. And I'm assuming these are just people stalking you, following you around that are watching you. Your kids, your life is so interwoven and interconnected, and so few people have the courage to do that. You know, they have take your daughter to work day or take your kid to work day. I'm like, what the hell? One day? Seriously?
Well, I know. I feel just lucky. I just feel lucky that I get to... I always wanted to be a runaway and join the circus, and so now I'm the ringleader, and my kids are little circus kids, and I have a fantastic village. I'd say my number one, I guess the thing I'm the most proud of is that I attract, for whatever reason, magical human beings, and my kids get to grow up with these people and see what it's like in real time to follow your dreams and to be passionate about something that might be a little bit outside of the box of whatever normal is supposed to be.
And here's the cool thing, though. They'll never know what that box looks like. You have given them this joyous, joy-filled, magical, beautiful, passionate experience called life.
Or they'll search for that box forever.
I don't think there's any chance of hell of that happening. Because once you've tasted the high wire, once you've spun around like you do, how can you ever comfortably, you know, live in a box?
That's true.
I don't think anything that has been touched by pink could ever comfortably fit in a small box. I don't think the people that have been touched by you professionally, who've worked with you, I don't think they could ever go back to being normal. And what a legacy that is.
We have a lot of fun. We do. I mean, my friends and I were laughing the other day. We took our kids to the beach, and we were just being total idiots. And we were trying to be quiet because the kids were all sleeping. And I was like, you know what? If anything, our kids will have seen us know joy. You know, they will see us laughing, and they'll see us having these deep friendships, and they'll look for that. And that's cool. So...
I love you, Pink. Tell me about all I know so far. I watched the video. I then went and Googled the lyrics because I wanted to really drink them in. And then I watched it again. Did you? I mean, I'm sure you did. All of the magic in that video, I'm sure came from your heart, your gut.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's Dave and I. Dave Myers is the director, and it's our maybe 16th video together, and he's brilliant, and I just told him it needs to be the story of my life, and the scene that was very important to me was the field with my village, my tribe, my lady, and the kids, and other than that, he's just a crazy person, and he just wrote this insane treatment. I was like, yeah, let's do all of that.
And then Cover Me in Sunshine. I'm guessing that was all shot at your property because the fence.
Yes.
The chickens. You got Bard Rock chickens. I was checking out your chickens going, I've got those kinds of chickens.
Yeah, we get the Easter eggs. We love it. Love it.
Well, give your daughter and your son lots of love for me. I'm going to let you go because I'm going to let you go be mom. Thank you for your music. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your energy. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you for your kindness.
Pink is an artist I have long admired, although I can't believe it's only been since 2000 because it feels like I've been playing her music for most of my career. I love how open she is about her life and the struggles she had when she was younger. She has become an incredible role model for young and old, advocating for self-acceptance, self-love, with the message to celebrate the gift of life, however it arrived. I read a quote from her a few years ago that said, "I didn't expect other people to treat me with respect, and I didn't demand it, and I didn't have boundaries. I gave my power away over and over and over." Well, she's obviously done doing that. She seems determined not only to claim her power, but to do everything in her power to make sure you and I do as well. And she's sharing everything with us that she knows so far. Make sure you pick up or download All I Know So Far, the single, the album, and if it's the last thing you do, watch the documentary. Thank you for joining me and Pink today on Love Someone. I leave you to ponder this question. What gift or talent do you have that you're not making the most of? Something to think about on the rest of your drive to work or from work, as you work out, as you walk, as you garden, as you do your chores, whatever it is you're doing while you join us here. Thank you for this time together.